Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is the Odd Couple, and of course, I'm happy to be here. Anytime I have a chance to broadcast to our Odd Couple listeners here on Fox Sports Radio, I want to be a part of it. So we're thankful on this Thanksgiving that you're here with us. Oh, my goodness gracious. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. We will. And did you know, Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability.
Wow!
Which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, who's going to be off today and tomorrow. And yes, I will be back on Black Friday. But Patrick, I want you to know, every Friday is Black Friday for me. I'm just trying to tell you. It ain't just. Martin, don't roll your eyes at me.
Oh, I'm glad they stopped rolling after that joke.
What?
I was rolling in laughter, I'm sure.
Crazy. But we're going to switch.
Kawhi laugh.
We've been talking all football for the most part tonight, of course, with the three NFL games. We already know the Packers. Packers won, the Cowboys won, and the 49ers are leading the Seahawks. But Martin, let's do some NBA. And there was an interesting story about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, of course, with the Suns. And there are people who are like, Kevin Durant's having a hell of a season. And for whatever reason, he's kind of an afterthought. The people don't talk about Kevin Durant anymore or as high profile as maybe they did. And I have a couple of ideas on why I think that's the case with KD and the Phoenix Suns and what's going on. But there was an interesting podcast and comments about Kevin Durant. Can you share that?
It was Rashard McCants on Gilbert Arena's show, Gil's Arena. It said, quote, "The real hoopers know that Kevin Durant is going to go down as a better basketball player than LeBron at the end of the day." There you have it.
Where are you on that? Curious.
I think it's ridiculous. LeBron is the player of this generation. And that's fine. Like, I don't know why there's a stress to try to discredit or
that's by players, though, mostly. I mean, that, like, what do you think that is? Like, a lot of players, even former players who were analysts at one time, they wouldn't even have him in their top five or top 10 list. To me, it's the ultimate disrespect. Like, to even, you could say he's not Michael Jordan. That's a cool argument, or I could understand how you could make that. But to say he's not in your top five when he's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA and been to 10 finals is mind-boggling.
To me, to say anything besides, I mean, since 2000, essentially, he's the best basketball player that we've seen. That's fine. That, to me, that's unarguable. I don't think you can debate that.
But you remember when the first year they gave players the opportunity to vote for the All-Star game? Like 140 players didn't vote for him for the All-Star game.
But they,
I'm just saying, like, they play the game. They're on the court with him. They don't have respect for that, the game, to say that he's – that's like, it's an exhibition. It ain't like you're saying he's the greatest player ever played.
No, but we get into this whole look, players have agendas. Because here's the thing. Like, all right, that's one of the things that I – you know, I used to work with Shannon Sharpe all the time. And one of the things he would always talk about is how his career was his career. And no matter how he commented on somebody else's, it doesn't change his career. That thing always made a ton of sense to me. But, like – if you're a guy who got beat by LeBron consistently, or LeBron essentially retired you, then, you know, maybe you have a different feeling about LeBron James than other people do. Which, I mean, I get it.
But it's not only just that, those players, though. I'm just saying. Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, like, just shocking.
Not like anybody born prior to, after 1980, those guys. So, seriously. Who, you tell me who Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Shaq go up there and praise on inside the NBA.
It's not about – you don't have to praise anybody, but to say he's not in the top five, it just doesn't make
sense.
That's
what I'm saying. It's just different levels of argument. Like, I don't understand – like, to me, it's all of it stupid. Well, whether you're arguing he's the top sixth or the 16th or the 60th. Like, to me, it's just disingenuous all down the line.
All right. Well, let's talk about Kevin Durant and maybe why – there's more talk about LeBron and Steph and whatnot, and, you know, there were high hopes. In fact, when he got traded to the Phoenix Suns, people thought that they were the favorites in the West, right? Didn't they? Most people?
I think that, I mean, on paper, but I think, you know, people, when you really boil it down, there's nobody that can stop Nikola Jokic. There's nobody, like, the body type doesn't exist in the Western Conference right now.
So,
like,
with you.
If you were thinking that the Suns were championship favorites, that's on you. Because, like, Nikola Jokic ain't going nowhere. So I didn't necessarily think that they were going to be championship favorites. I expected them to make the playoffs and to compete well, but they did that last year.
Right.
Prior to, you know, getting Bradley Beal.
Right. But I think part of it now is, and I'm just looking at it, he's averaging 31.5 points. You know what his career average is? 27.
I was going to say 27, 28.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's averaging right now 31.4. I mean, he's having an unbelievable season. But I think he's been downgraded. And I really do. I think, like, in the minds of NBA fans or people, and he's 34. He's been around for a long time. He can't stay healthy. So everything with Kevin Durant is, well, you know, if he's healthy or if he can, you know, make it to the postseason or whatever. And I think that he has been kind of, in the minds of people, pushed to the back a little bit as he's gotten older, as he's gotten more brittle. And that's why he's not getting
I mean, the only
the
reason
talk.
That's the case is because he hasn't had the relative playoff success of LeBron and Steph Curry in the last few years. I think. Has he lost a step? Sure. But he, like you said, he's 34. I don't expect Kevin Durant to come out every single night and be explosive, moving from side to side, dunking on people like he's, you know, 25. He's 34 now. I get it. Like, he's going to play in a different style. And I think when we saw that the last time you saw him kind of be the man on a playoff team in that Brooklyn series against the Celtics, he didn't look great.
Like, no, I mean, he got swept, and he couldn't get a shot
and he
off.
He got a shot blocked a few times, right. Stuff, things of that nature. But, like, I'm far from writing Kevin Durant off, if that's what we're going with this.
No, I'm just asking. But it feels like people don't have, like, he's dipped some in people's eyes, and I think it has to do because he can't, because he obviously can still play. That's not the issue. I just wonder about the injury part of it and him hopping around to different teams and him not being able to stay healthy. You saw in Brooklyn, he kept getting hurt. Every year there was something that went wrong. And then he went to Phoenix in a layup. I mean, he was at the basket at the rim by himself.
And that's the definition of a freak accident.
Yeah, that was a freak. There was no play there. There was nobody else involved.
To me, that speaks to his age. Like, that speaks to the idea that you're 34 now or 33 at that point in time, and now things hurt you that didn't used to hurt you. Like, I think if he was 26, he probably would have rolled that ankle, walked it off a little bit, and played more. But, you know, being 10 years older than that run, you know what I'm saying, and having been in the NBA since you were 19 years old, that's a lot of wear and tear on the body. I think that over everything, that's what it is.
What do you, when you think of Kevin Durant's career, and I'm not trying to rush him out the league or anything, what do you think most about, you know, his career? Like, do you think about that he started in Seattle, which moved to OKC? Do you think about the championships with Golden State?
I think
the
about
the failure in Brooklyn, him stepping on the line against the Bucks. He almost beat them in that series where they went on to win the championship.
I would say my first two thoughts when I think of Kevin Durant were the two threes in back-to-back playoff years that he dotted in LeBron's eye. That's my both of them right there on the right wing. I can see him in my mind's eye. Right wing, free throw line
extended. Right in LeBron's mug.
Right in LeBron's, as my dad would say, face. You know what I'm saying? Right in his face. I think about that. Then I think about the Brooklyn-Milwaukee one, because I think that Brooklyn team, you know, they had a lot of injuries. But if they could have gotten past Milwaukee,
I think they would have won a championship.
I think they would have won a championship.
I'm with you on that. That was, and remember, I mean, he nailed that shot that would have won the game. And remember, Harden got hurt in that series, and Kyrie, and he was unbelievable that series.
You know, KD nailed that shot, and then Kyrie refused the shot the next year, and everything was over.
No, that was it. And then James Harden didn't want to be there. Yeah, because Kyrie didn't want to play. It was just, it wound up being a mess.
That's my thought. And I honestly think going back to when he made the move to go to Golden State, I thought it was kind of commendable that you make, I know that everybody was like, he's a snake in the grass. And I would have agreed with folks if he had gone and not been like the freaking man on those teams. Like if he had not gone and walked down LeBron both times and not dotted LeBron in the eye for a three in a closing game both times and not been a back-to-back finals MVP, then I'm here for your conversation about him being, you know, as Charles Barkley would say, a bus rider, okay?
Rider. It's hard to say somebody's a bus rider when you go on a team with Steph Curry and you win back-to-back finals MVPs and if he didn't get hurt, you know,
I think if he
was
against Toronto, that's
right,
another one.
It was another one that they probably would have won, and that would have been something. And they and I know he's kissed and made up with the Warriors, but I thought they did him dirty when they opened their new, what is that, Chase Arena?
Chase Center, yeah.
Chase Center. And they had a video of all the great Warriors, and he wasn't in that.
See, that's
you know, like that. That's like, I don't know how somebody could put that together and leave out a two-time finals MVP.
You know what else You know what else I think when I think of Kevin Durant? I think of Bob Myers, who when he stepped down from Golden State was universally across sports media talked about how he was one of the greatest team executives of all time and all this and that. Well, I remember his draft classes, which have been lacking. Just ask, you know, James Wiseman, who can't get tick on the Pistons, who are the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
Which is unbelievable how bad they are.
I think of that. I think of Jonathan Kuminga, who's supposed to have been taking the next step about 12 months ago. We're still waiting on that one. All right. I think of the playoff series last year where there was Steph Curry and the boys, and that was about it. And I think all of that happened because Bob Myers sat there after the second championship and said, Steph earned his money. Steph earned his extension.
I remember that.
Right in front of Kevin Durant.
I don't know what that was all about. Why would you do that?
For whatever reason, and I don't know if it comes from Steph Curry or where it comes from, but there was a concerted effort to prop up Steph Curry during that moment in time when Kevin Durant was there. And I think if people had just calmed down a little bit, KD might still be a Warrior.
Well, we know Draymond Green and all that. We don't need you and all that. But they all went to Hampton to beg him to come. But then they say, we didn't need you or we don't need you or whatever.
And you know what? Sure.
That was one of the worst
things. Maybe you didn't need him for that one. But now you go back to last year, you win 11 road games, Jordan Poole getting punched in the face,
yep,
all of that. You know what probably would have helped? A 7-foot sniper on the wing.
No doubt. All right. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Has Kevin Durant's stature been downgraded in the NBA? Does he get the just desserts? We're not talking about apple pie or pumpkin pie or pecan pie. Or do you feel like people don't talk about he's having a great year? He's averaging 31.4 points. His career average is 27. I mean, he's balling out in Phoenix. But there's no buzz around Kevin Durant. Not really. Why is that? And has he lost a step, lost some stature, lost some fame? We're not trying to say he's not a good player or a great player, but just it doesn't seem the same. Kevin Durant used to be talked about a lot. It doesn't seem that we are talking as much about Kevin Durant this year. We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio. And you know what you need to do on this Thanksgiving night? Stick and stay.
To see if the Durantula fades in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It's a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Your Thanksgiving evening. Thanks for hanging out with us, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss. And The Odd Couple is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about Kevin Durant. Has he been lowercased? Are we talking less about him despite the season he's putting together, averaging almost 32 points a game, and yet there's no buzz on KD? What is that about? We want to hear from you.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on The Odd Couple. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
What's up, Dre?
What up,
going on? Happy Thanksgiving from the Commonwealth. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Are you in the car driving? Did you eat well tonight, Dre?
I'm out walking. Okay. Rob, we talked about Willis. Willis and myself are out on the on the road. He's getting some exercise. Willis is my 10-month-old shepherd.
You know what I would say to Willis if Willis was to wee-wee in the house? What you talking about, Willis? Clean that up.
Yeah, Willis, he's pretty good with that, but he's got a lot of energy. He's this Malinois breeder that I told you about. They're like the canine police dog, so he listens well, but he's got energy to go through a wall. In terms of Kevin Durant, the Phoenix Suns have not taken the step that they should based on injuries. It's not his fault that Bradley Beal, who's on my fantasy team, doesn't want to play. And Devin Booker is load managing at 26 years old, two games into the season. So because Denver is still the preeminent power in the Western Conference, I think, and the fact that, yes, Golden State did wrong. They should have put respect on his name.
Yep.
Kevin Durant is very sensitive. Everybody knows this. He's the one.
He's the Masseau, the most sensitive of all time, no doubt.
He reads that one comment out of 10,000 that's negative, and it really sits and stirs with him. But the narrative on him, why he's not better than LeBron, he hasn't won that championship apart from a 73-win team. LeBron, even though he did form a super team in Miami, he got the championship in Cleveland when he went home. Okay, so that is his For all the finals that he lost, he brought a championship to Cleveland. Durant has to win at one of these stops to get more praise in the all-time conversation. Happy Thanksgiving, Odd Couple. I really appreciate your show, particularly during the holidays. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, thank you, Dre. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox if you want to chime in.
Mark in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I hear you talking about KD, and, you know, he's always been one of my favorite players. The way he can shoot, a guy that tall,
right,
that can shoot like that, just a freak of nature. Yeah. And now I wanted to say, to follow up on the last caller, not only has he had guys sitting out at Phoenix, he had a year where Kyrie Irving didn't play any of the home games. The other player, the beard, Harden, didn't want to play and got himself traded to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
So he's had to log a lot of time carrying the load after such a serious injury. So I think if he'd ever get a team that actually go out on the court and play with him, maybe those injuries will kind of stop barking at him, and he'll be able to just be a lot more consistent player. He has been unbelievable the last 10 days.
Oh, no doubt.
I've been watching it.
Yeah, he's been playing great. It just seemed like he's not getting the love that he normally would. We appreciate the call, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yep, we appreciate you. 877-99 on Fox. If you do want to chime in, but Martin – we also got a big college football game coming up on Saturday. What is that, 9 a.m. Pacific,
noon
Eastern. Yep.
At the sun at its highest point over Ann Arbor.
Your alma mater.
And I tell you what, Michigan better win. They better win.
What do you mean they better? If they don't, what are you going to do?
Well,
this is a franchise that's won one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, what are we talking here?
All of this hand wringing and sign stealing and crybabiness. Let's go out there and win Saturday and shut all this conversation up.
They lose, does that mean like the only reason things turned around was because they were cheating? Could you factor that in if they do lose?
I don't factor it in. I truly don't.
You don't think that it went on, that stuff?
I think it's evident that Connor Stallions was at football games. I don't know what the
Disguise on the sidelines?
I don't buy that one. I don't buy that one bit.
He had a fake mustache on. Did you see the picture?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, what are we doing? Is it Connor Stallions or is it Bigfoot? Like, you know, like, oh, but you see, he's got the sunglasses on and his mustache. It's like, so you mean to tell me that this guy was just perusing the sidelines at Central Michigan versus Michigan State and not a soul recognized that he was out of place? Nobody from the Central Michigan staff said, what's this guy and who is this? What is his job? Like, I know there's a lot of people on the football sidelines.
There's a lot of people. They're not checking everybody. Some people just blend in. You know that, Martin.
I don't know that. If somebody who's been on these sidelines before and has never blended in, I'm not buying it. Like,
they're
going to
check your credential because you're brown skin, but I'm just saying.
Either way, I'm not buying it regardless. Like, I think that's a load of a crock of
All right, so if they lose,
buttery spread.
If they lose, now what? I'm just asking you, if Michigan loses to Ohio State, Ryan Day needs to win this to keep his gig at Ohio State. I believe that. 3 years in a row is not going
to
cut
it.
Especially because it'll be you lost and Jim Harbaugh
lost
wasn't
to
even
backup
there.
Coach.
Exactly. He wasn't even there.
And considering it might be Ryan Day, the Ryan Day posse or team or whatever they call it, his support staff that got this whole thing started in the first place in terms of investigating it, that would be just that much more embarrassing in my opinion. But yeah, I think that they have to this game is infinitely more important for Ohio State's future than it is for Michigan's, because I think Michigan's future is pretty much set in stone, especially with these NCAA allegations and all this type of stuff.
What do you mean? Is there a chance that, because there was a report that came out that said that Jim Harbaugh could be suspended for most of next year.
Yeah, and I think most of next year and all of next year, Jim Harbaugh will be coaching somewhere else.
So you believe that?
I don't think no matter how it ends, because this whole back-to-back NCAA investigations, the first one I was all on board with the COVID burgers, the rules were different for that period of time and were clearly stated. And, there was a point.
He got caught, and
it wasn't just for having an advantage. It was also for safety, right? Talking about COVID. I know that people have different opinions on that, but it was pretty much undeniably that was part of the big reason why. But the thing for me is, I don't know what benefit you get from recording the signs from the iPhone, from the stands that you can see on TV, and they should change every week regardless. So I don't know what benefit you actually
get. Yeah, but there's a rule there. My only point is, and I hear what you're saying, but if there's a rule, it's got to be an obvious reason. It was like when Bill Belichick got the highest fine in the history of the NFL. And then the NFL, which could have squashed it by showing us the videotape for us to see what were they getting, how big of a difference it made. But, of course, they destroyed the tapes, which made it even worse.
There's a rule there, and they broke it, but they obviously suspended Jim Harbaugh before completing the investigation into the rule, so that's a whole different scenario in general. That was my thing. I was like, how are you going to suspend him 3 games? You don't know if this is the worst that it is. You didn't finish the investigation. What if it turns out that they were actually hacking the mainframe, like in the baseball scandal a few years back?
But I would say to you is that they already – because Jim Harbaugh wanted his day in court, right? He wanted the due process, and then all of a sudden accepted it. They probably laid out what they have on him and said, you want this to be public, or do you want us to – don't you believe that there's part of that? I mean, why else would you not have your day in court after you bellyached about it?
I think there's something to the line of, hey, you know what, Jim? You're going to be going out of here regardless. You get fired with cause or without.
So they told him, I think that's what I think.
So it's like, if you swallow this now, when we move on, you'll get all your money. If you don't, we'll make this the reason why we fired you, and you get fired with cause, and you won't get paid out.
Right.
So I think he accepted it, and I think he accepted it knowing that he's walking into the NFL next year, whether it be Tennessee, New England, Los Angeles Chargers, wherever.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Nui Scruggs. Of course, from NBC Dallas-Fort Worth, he's the sports anchor down there, front of the show. But first, let's get you caught up with B. Finn, Brian Finley.
Yeah, Martin and Rob, I hope you have Christian McCaffrey on your fantasy team.
Ahead of McCaffrey, slides left, toss to McCaffrey, coming left, stacked up, stays patient, squirts through, and takes it all the way down to the goal line. Touchdown! CMC, what a run that!
Yeah, and what a call that was. 49ers Radio Network, an infamous touchdown call, and it's McCaffrey's second score on the ground. He's got 12 carries for 74 yards. Late in the second quarter, the 49ers are leading the Seahawks 21-3 in our third and final game NFL-wise on Thanksgiving Thursday. The Packers took down the Lions 29-22. Jared Goff making a mess of things with those three fumbles. All were lost for Detroit. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. Although he did have 332 yards passing, and I feel like
garbage yards.
Well, it's like anytime you say Stat Padford and former Detroit Lion, I think of Jared Goff and the numbers that he put up. They were in garbage time, like Matthew Stafford would, and we know how you feel about him. By the way, the Cowboys with a win against the Commanders, 45-10, and Dak Prescott with four touchdowns through the air. Tony Pollard with a score on the ground. College football, we got that big game, Egg Bowl in Starkville. Number 12, Ole Miss, is hanging on to a 3-0 lead against the 5-6 Mississippi State Bulldogs in the third quarter. So not a whole lot of scoring here between these two. As far as college basketball, a slew of games, including teams involved in the top 25, Villanova finds a way to take out number 14 North Carolina 83-81 behind 34 points and 10 rebounds from Wildcats Eric Dixon. A win for number 3 Arizona. They stay blemish free 6-0 after towering over number 21 Michigan State 74-68. And a win for Penny Hardaway in Memphis. This was a big one. They stay perfect 5-0, victorious in the Bahamas over number 20 Arkansas 84-79. And lastly, Martin and Rob, I guess you guys would both like this, the fact that in college basketball, number 23 USC with a marquee win, if you want to call it that, against Seton Hall 71-63. I guess, Martin and Rob, as I send it back to you, the Trojans basketball team has something to cheer for. Not so sure about the football team.
Look at you, you UCLA guy. You,
I did
UCLA
throw in a jab.
UCLA homer. There was a jab right there, and rightfully so. I mean, yes, it was not good.
Hey,
what was that? What was that you had?
I had a glizzy in my mouth. After me getting my master's from SC and my current job status, I might be a UCLA guy too. See, especially when Sally May calls me every month.
You're more than welcome. And if you want a team that wins a lot of national championships, albeit not recently,
Sally
UCLA
May has
basketball.
Your number?
Listen, Sally May, Freddie May, Freddie Mac, whoever. I know that I got bill collectors on the line for that grad degree.
My goodness gracious. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Thanks. Have a good night, B-Fan. Appreciate you.
Daddy.
It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with Discover Card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Now it's time to jump in with Nui Scruggs, who's the main sports anchor down there at NBC Dallas-Fort Worth, and was there for the big Thanksgiving Day game, as always. And Nui Scruggs, say hi to Martin Weiss. Happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the show, buddy.
All right, Martin, happy Thanksgiving to you and the UCLA family. Rob Parker, go ahead. Hit me with the negativity you want to hit me with.
What? Who said
it? I can already know it's coming.
Here, Nui, I got you. Nui, how come the Cowboys can't beat anybody good?
There you go.
Nui, how come Dak Prescott gets these stats up against all these bad teams?
There you go.
Nui, it doesn't mean anything because it's Washington. They're not good. Tommy DeVito did that last week. Nui, show me something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm waiting
on. Wow. Wow, you got me down to a science. All right,
you want
Nui
to take the rest of the segment
off? No. I'm just Nui. So what did it mean today? They blew out another bad team. And what does that mean for the Cowboys?
What it means for me is the offense that Mike McCarthy wanted to switch to from Kellen Moore is getting closer to what they want. He spoke about it after the game. In the first four games, he said, you know, we look like a first-year offense, and he talked about how now he and Dak Prescott are in the Thursday meetings that they normally have for a Sunday game. He's like, hey, we're able to start to finish each other's sentences. We have a better understanding of what we want to do, and that's reflective in his play. You go back to the Philadelphia game that they lost, the offense hung with them. They made too many mistakes. And even today in the game against Washington, there's still times when they'll make these penalties, and I'm looking at them and say, guys, you can't do that if in a playoff game against a good team. They've got to clean those up. But we're watching the team be a better offensive team than they were last year when Kellen Moore was calling the plays all day long.
You know, and talk about Kellen Moore. We've seen Keenan Allen have one of his best statistical seasons, but like now that Kellen Moore is calling the offenses in Los Angeles for the Chargers. But to me, one of the bright spots of the Dallas offense is CeeDee Lamb, especially the last few games. Didn't have the biggest game today, but CeeDee Lamb over the last few weeks has really, to me, established himself as one of the better receivers in the NFL. How much of that is the new system, new play calling, and how much of that is Dak is just playing better?
Go back to the San Francisco game where he was upset. He wasn't getting the ball enough. They held the meeting and they talked about things, and that's when CeeDee, you know, basically from there, started to really get down and started to do what he did. And he's been on a great run. And Rob, go back to the Philadelphia game.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb put up good numbers against Philadelphia too now. So it wasn't like he was just balling out against bums. He went out there and put up numbers against Philadelphia too. He's playing at the level that we saw at Oklahoma, and he talked about that this week. And he says, hey, look, this ain't Oklahoma. This is a big boy league here. But he's playing with those three things that you want to see, command, control, and confidence. And he knows what he's doing, and he and Dak Prescott are doing what they're supposed to do against Washington, doing what they're supposed to do against Carolina. And that's all you can do at this point in time. You're 8-3. Just keep playing. They got a Thursday game against Seattle coming up here in a week, and then they get that time off, and then it's Philadelphia on Sunday night, NBC Sunday Night Football at Jerry World.
It's a $3 win to me, $3 bill win. I get it. They're on the schedule. You got to play. I'm not mad at them for winning and blowing out Washington. But the Cowboys still have something to prove. I do. I just, when it comes to winning those games, if they're going to get there, Nui, are they going to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC this year?
Okay, so let me tell you, I tell anybody who puts me on a radio interview, never talk to me about the Super Bowl. I haven't been in Super Bowl since I had hair.
There you go.
Super Bowl since Bill Clinton was in office.
Wow.
Stop talking about the Super Bowl. How about can you win in the divisional round that could get you to an NFC championship game? Talking about the Super Bowl is silly because it hasn't happened here in 26 years. Okay? So why are we doing that? I don't want to talk about it.
Well, because you would think that that's what the goal is of the Cowboys. I mean, Jerry's...
This is what national people like to jump to. And I'm here, and I've been here, you know, for 23 years. I'm so old, I covered Jimmy Johnson's last Super Bowl team, okay? Right now, this team can't stop the run, in my opinion, the way they need to against the Philadelphia and against the San Francisco. That's got to improve. But when you say it's a $3 win, here's my issue with that. Go look at the team you used to cover, the Detroit Lions, at home. People are thinking they're supposed to get this gimme game against the Packers, and the Packers came out there and punched them in the mouth. So you got a team on the schedule, go beat them, and don't, so you tell me this, what do you think of the Lions now? Because they've had a good team, and I respect that team a lot. I think that's one of the teams that's in contention. But we saw them at home get punched in the mouth. The Cowboys didn't get punched in the mouth. 10-point game in the fourth quarter, they come up with 25 points in the fourth quarter. They're doing their job.
And as you know, if you weren't listening to the show, I called the Lions frauds because exactly what you talked about. That was the game they were supposed to win, and they haven't beaten anybody except for Kansas City in week one, and Kansas City was missing two of their top three players. So I am consistent.
Ain't beat nobody.
They haven't beaten anybody.
Kansas City, that clown outfit out there.
They were missing two of their three best players. That's all I'm talking about. But anyway.
Ooh,
hey,
with the arrow hitting one.
You got one last one?
All right, man.
I got one for
one
you.
One last one.
De'Ron Bland has tied the NFL record for pick sixes with 5 through 11 weeks, mind you. So he's 12 weeks, I guess, through 12 weeks now. Where do you think his shot is to win Defensive Player of the Year? Because you could make a little mint if that's going to be the case.
Let's see what he does the rest of the way. Get a pick six against Jalen Hurts or Jared Goff. You know, some bigger games here is going to mean a lot more. I don't know. It's interesting. The last defensive back, I think, to win the Defensive Player of the Year award is on the Cowboys, Stephon Gilmore. So, you know, those sack numbers matter. The Cowboys need to keep winning. I think for a guy who came into the year as a third corner.
Right.
to do this, it's incredible. And to watch the guys on the field run after him and down the sidelines, this is, I was in Carolina when he had that somersault pick, and then to watch this, I just hadn't seen anything like it. I asked Jerry after the game, I said, you know, compare what, you know, his pick sixes to the what you saw when Deion was playing for you. And he just talked about, you know, how good Deion was, but just he thinks it may even be better. And maybe it's, I think it's so better because here's a fifth-round pick. You know, we knew from day one when Deion Sanders came from Florida State that he was special and he was good. This is a fifth-round pick who this year wasn't the starting, you know, cornerback. He was the number two guy behind Diggs and Gilmore. And to do this, oh, my gosh. And they were going after him today, too, now. They were giving it to 26. If he had 10 tackles, too. So defensive play of the year, it's going to be interesting. You know, those sack guys, you know, what Miles Garrett's doing in Cleveland, it's going to be tough. But, boy, he sure has put himself in the conversation. It's sensational to watch. I really am. It's such a great, humble young man.
Hey, Nui, you know we always appreciate you. Thanks for taking your time on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you.
Rob, all you've given me through the years, I will answer your phone call anytime. I love you, brother. What you do for so many of us to give us inspiration to do our jobs. You knew me when I was nothing, and then you said, you call, I'm going to answer that phone every time. Happy Thanksgiving.
My man. Nui,
even if the Cowboys lose?
It. Yes.
It's even better.
No doubt. Hey, Nui, I appreciate it. Love you too, bro. Thank you so much. That was pretty awesome. All right, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. It is The Odd Couple. Tito, give me a tissue. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on this TV theme song Thursday and Thanksgiving evening. I'm thankful that I've been able to spread my wings to help people along in this business. It's a hard business. It really is. So when I hear stuff like that, it gets to me. But I appreciate that. All right, it is The Odd Couple. We want to stick and stay
for the final segment of the Turkey Day. Tell them, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Let this bad boy breathe on a TV theme song Thursday.
Let this bad boy breathe.
Giggle, giggle. Where everybody knows your name. What a great way to end the show. I mean, come on. The theme from Cheers?
Well, I know I'm somewhere everybody knows my name. Fox Sports Radio. Everyone knows my name here.
Oh, is that right? What is your name?
This guy. What did you say?
It is a TV theme song Thursday on The Odd Couple. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And that was the Progressive Player today. Progressive is making things easier, even easier, I should say. And they will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Chris is off today and tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow on Black Friday. Martin, let's wrap up the show and talk about this. Black Friday. Are you doing any shopping? Are you a shopping guy? Do you mix it up in the – and Alex, I want you to get in, and Patrick, just the whole Black Friday thing. I think maybe one time in my life I got up at 4 a.m. to go buy a TV set when I was in my 20s or something because I thought it was the thing to do. But,
yeah, I mean,
but does it work for you? Do you look at stuff and go, I want to get
there
that?
There was no chance that we were waiting in line, like as a family, and I subscribe to that. In fact, I have a rule that I feel like most people should follow. If it's not something that you already would buy, then don't wait in line, even if it's free. If it's not something that you would buy regularly, don't wait in line because you don't even want it. You don't even know you want it.
But are you into getting deals? I mean, I know you're a young guy. Are you into deals or
of course I'm into deals.
You use coupons?
Not to the extent of somebody like you.
What are you talking about?
Because you're obsessive with couponing. That's the thing you're leading out here. Here, I'll tell you this story right here. One time, Rob Parker comes in back when we were in Detroit, right? About 10 years ago. He comes in, and I'll tell you, listen, he's mad. I'm talking about angry. All right? How many times have you seen Rob Parker actually upset? And I'm not just talking about after arguing with Chris Broussard about Patrick Mahomes. I mean actually mad, like right out of his eyes.
Giggle, giggle.
Say, man, what's wrong? And he's got a big, you know, 44-ounce drink from, you know, one of these 7-11. Type of places. That's 7-Eleven. There you go. And he is steaming hot. So me and Brad Galley, what, Rob, what's wrong? He goes, those cheap SOBs wouldn't honor my 2-for-1 coupon. And it, because on the window it said 2-for-1, but it expired. Let's say today's the 27th. It had expired on the 26th. But he said, if it's up on the wall, you have to honor the deal.
100%. They do.
Made such a stink about it. Some poor girl behind the counter making $12 an hour had to sit there and hear this guy arguing back and forth about why he shouldn't have to pay, you know, 75 more cents to get a second hot dog, to the point that he ends up tweeting everybody back when you could actually get in touch with people on Twitter. It was a different time, I'm telling you, 10 years ago. 7-Eleven corporate sent this guy stuff and encouraged the behavior.
No, because they know I was right, and right is right. That's all it is. It's not. I'm not sorry for the employee. If it's in the window, you got to honor it. They did that to another guy at KFC. It was in the window, and they went on. I said, dude, it's in the window. Give it this guy his second chicken sandwich.
It cost 7-Eleven more in postage than it did to hook Rob Parker up.
It's all good. Hey, thanks, everybody, man, for being here on Thanksgiving night. We appreciate you. Thank you, Martin. Stick and stay!
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.